This article is brought to you by the best-selling Booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the Strawn method to prepare before a high-stakes feedback conversation. 6 steps that turn feedback nerves into confident, clear delivery. In short, this article covers one structured method, the Strawn method, with 6 steps that prepare you to deliver high-stakes feedback with confidence, clarity, and respect. State your intention clearly before you open your mouth. Offer specific behavioral examples, never vague impressions. Navigate to solutions and gain a real commitment to change. Definition: the Strawn method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual for preparing to deliver feedback. It covers state your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. She had prepared for 2 weeks. She knew what she needed to say. She walked into the room, sat down across from her colleague, and the moment he looked up at her, every careful sentence she had rehearsed dissolved. She stumbled through something vague about communication issues. He got defensive, and the conversation ended with nothing resolved and the tension worse than before. Good intentions are not enough. When the pressure rises in a feedback conversation, the mind defaults to its worst habit, softening the message until it disappears, getting pulled into the other person's defensiveness, or pushing so hard that the relationship cracks. What you need in that moment is not more courage. You need a structure that holds you steady when the emotions hit. In Say It Right Every Time, I call the structure the Strawn method, a 6-step pre-conversation ritual I cover in Chapter 6. It does not script what you say word for word. It prepares your mind, your intent, and your material so that when you sit down across from someone, you're ready for whatever comes. In this article, you will learn the full Strawn method and how to apply it before any high-stakes feedback conversation. If you want to understand how feedback conversations can build or break a team, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it gives you the broader picture. Why structure matters more than confidence in feedback conversations. Most people believe that giving feedback well is a matter of personality. Either you are naturally direct or you are not. Either you're comfortable with conflict or you spend your life avoiding it. That belief is wrong. Effective feedback delivery is a skill. And like any skill, it depends on having a reliable structure to fall back on when the pressure strips everything else away. Without a structure, here is what tends to go wrong. You soften the message so much in the moment that the other person does not realize they are receiving feedback at all. And nothing changes. You go in with good intentions, but no specific example ready, so the feedback sounds like a vague complaint rather than a clear, observable concern. You act to the other person's defensiveness and abandon your main point before you reach it, leaving the conversation unfinished. You forget to ask for a commitment to change, so the conversation ends with mutual understanding but no forward momentum. You walk in without having considered the other person's perspective, and when they push back, you have nowhere to go. The Strawn method addresses every one of these failure points before you enter the room. Use it until preparation becomes instinct. Step 1. S. State your intention. Name and plain language summary. The first step is to define clearly, in your own mind, and then in your opening words, exactly why you're having this conversation. Before you decide anything else, you need to know what you're actually trying to achieve, what it is designed for. This step addresses the most common reason feedback conversations go off track. The person giving feedback does not have a clear intention, so the conversation drifts between complaint, advice, and emotional venting without landing anywhere useful. How it works. Number 1. Write your intention in one sentence before the conversation. Ask yourself, what do I want to be different after this conversation? Not I want them to understand how I feel, and not I want to express my frustration. Write a behaviorally specific outcome. I want us to agree on a different approach to client communication in meetings. This sentence becomes your anchor. Number 2. Open the conversation by stating that intention directly. Do not ease in with small talk and hope the other person guesses why they are there. Say it plainly. I want to talk about something specific, and my intention is for us to find a better way forward together. Number 3. Make your intention collaborative, not accusatory. The difference is the frame. I need to talk to you about your behavior creates a defendant. I want us to work through something that has been affecting the team creates a partner. When to use it. Use this step in every feedback conversation without exception. It is especially critical when the issue is long-standing or emotionally charged, because a clear stated intention sets the tone before defensiveness has a chance to take root. when not to use it. If the feedback is minor and the relationship is strong, a formal stated intention can feel stiff. For small, quick course corrections between people who trust each other, a simpler direct opener works fine. A quick example in practice. Before a conversation about a direct report who has been missing deadlines, you write, "My intention is to understand what is getting in the way and agree on a plan that works." You open with, "I appreciate you making time. I want to be straightforward about why I asked to meet. My goal is to understand what is happening with the project timelines and figure out together how we fix it." Eamon's take. In my experience, most difficult feedback conversations fail in the first 30 seconds before the real message is even delivered. A clear intention prevents that. It is the difference between a conversation that builds something and one that just vents. Step 2. T. Take a breath. Name and plain language summary. The second step is a deliberate physical reset before the conversation begins. It sounds almost too simple, but it directly addresses one of the most common reasons feedback conversations go badly, the amygdala hijack. What it is designed for. When you perceive a high-stakes social threat, your brain's threat detection system fires before your rational thinking has a chance to catch up. This is what I describe in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time as the amygdala hijack. In a feedback conversation, this means you may enter the room already flooded with anxiety, and that anxiety will leak into your tone, your pacing, and your word choices. How it works. Number 1. Before you enter the room, stop. Take 3 slow, controlled breaths. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 2, out for 6. This is not a relaxation exercise. It is a physiological tool that slows your heart rate and shifts your nervous system out of threat response. Number 2. Name the anxiety without letting it drive. I have found it useful to say quietly to yourself, "I am nervous about this conversation," and that is reasonable. Nervous means this matters. Naming the emotion reduces its grip. Conversation anxiety is a green light, not a stop sign. Number 3. Check your posture before you walk in. Stand fully upright. Shoulders back. Breathe from the diaphragm. Nonverbal confidence is a real communication component, and your body sends signals to your own brain as well as to the person across the table when to use it. Use it before any feedback conversation where you feel a knot in your stomach. That feeling is your signal, not your enemy, when not to use it. If you are entirely calm and the feedback is straightforward, you do not need a formal breathing ritual. But if the conversation has been on your mind for days, do not skip this step. A quick example in practice. You are about to have a difficult conversation with a peer about their behavior in team meetings. You stop outside the door, take 3 measured breaths, and say quietly, "This matters, which is why I prepared. I am ready." Then you walk in. Eamon's take. Decades ago I learned this the hard way. I went into a crucial conversation still running hot from the morning and said things I could not take back. The 2-minute reset is not weakness. It is the most practical thing you can do. Step 3. R. Respect all perspectives. Name and plain language summary. Before the conversation, you actively think through the other person's likely point of view. Not to soften your message, to prepare for what you will hear when you deliver it. What it is designed for. This step is designed for conversations where you expect defensiveness, disagreement, or an emotional reaction. It prevents the common mistake of entering a feedback conversation as a prosecutor with a verdict, rather than as someone genuinely interested in resolution. How it works. Number 1. Ask yourself, how might this person experience the situation differently from me? They may have context you do not. They may have a pressure you are not aware of. You do not need to agree with their view to understand it. Write down 1 or 2 possibilities before you go in. Number 2. Prepare a genuine question. Plan to ask the other person for their perspective before you respond to their reaction. Something like, "Can you help me understand how this has looked from your side?" This is not a stall tactic. It is how you get the information that makes feedback actually land. Number 3. Separate the behavior from your interpretation of it. Ask yourself, am I certain about the fact here? Or am I certain about my interpretation of the facts? The R step keeps you honest about that distinction. When to use it. Use this step whenever the feedback involves repeated behavior, a relationship with existing tension, or a situation where you only have one side of the story. When not to use it. If the facts are not in question, and the feedback is purely about a skill gap the person has already acknowledged, the perspective checking becomes less critical. It still does not hurt. A quick example in practice. You're giving feedback to a team member who keeps interrupting colleagues in meetings. Before the conversation, you consider maybe they do not realize they are doing it, or maybe they feel their ideas get ignored if they wait. You plan to ask, I want to understand your experience in our team meetings before I share what I have been noticing. That question changes everything. Eamon's take. The conversations where I have done the most good were the ones where I went in curious instead of certain. Respecting another person's perspective is not the same as agreeing with their behaviour. It is what makes the feedback land rather than bounce. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 4. BOA. Offer specific examples. Name and plain language summary. This is where you prepare the evidence. Before the conversation, you identify specific, observable, behavioural examples that illustrate the issue you're raising, what it is designed for. Vague feedback is useless feedback. You need to be more strategic, tells nobody anything. This step forces you to translate your concern into concrete, observable instances that the other person can actually engage with. How it works. Number 1. Write down at least one specific incident. Include the situation, the behaviour you observed, and the impact it had. This is the core of the SBI method. Situation, behaviour, impact. You do not need a long list of examples. One strong, specific example is more powerful than 5 vague ones. Number 2. Check that your example describes behaviour, not character. In Tuesday's client call, you spoke over the client 3 times when they were mid-sentence is a behaviour. You are dismissive of clients is a character judgment. Feedback about behaviour can be changed. Feedback about character triggers defensiveness and shame. Number 3. Practice saying the example aloud before the conversation. The words that sound clear in your head often come out differently when spoken under pressure. Saying it aloud once helps you find the awkward phrasing before you are in the room. When to use it? Always. There is no feedback conversation that is too minor to benefit from a specific example. The more specific you are, the more respectful and useful the feedback becomes. When not to use it? There is no exception here. If you cannot identify a specific example of the behaviour, you are not ready to have the conversation yet. Gather the example first. A quick example in practice. Instead of, your presentations have not been landing well with the leadership team, you prepare. In the presentation on Thursday morning, you did not leave any time for questions. Several of the senior leaders had concerns that went unanswered, and it left the impression that we were not prepared for scrutiny. Now you have something the person can work with. Eamon's take. Specific examples are an act of respect. They show the other person you have paid attention, you have thought carefully, and you are not just venting. This is the step most people skip, and it is the step that determines whether feedback produces change or resentment. Step 5. N. Navigate to solutions. Name and plain language summary. Before the conversation, you prepare to move toward solutions rather than dwelling on the problem. This step is about planning how you will shift the conversation from what went wrong to what happens next, what it is designed for. Feedback conversations that stay focused on the problem too long become damaging. This step ensures you've thought about the path forward before you walk in, and that you are prepared to invite the other person into that path with you. How it works. Number 1. Decide in advance what a good outcome looks like. Not your preferred outcome. A realistic outcome. What specific change in behaviour would you consider a success? Write it down. Having this clear in your mind prevents you from leaving the conversation open-ended when the moment comes. Number 2. Plan how you will invite the other person to contribute to the solution. Feedback that lands a problem and then tells someone exactly what to do often generates resistance. Feedback that lands a problem and then asks what do you think we should do generates ownership. Prepare a solution-focused question. What would help you approach this differently? Or what support do you need from me to make this work? Number 3. Prepare 1 or 2 concrete suggestions as backup. If the other person draws a blank, you want to be ready with specific, actionable options rather than silence. But offer your ideas as options, not mandates. When to use it? Use this step in every corrective feedback conversation. It is most critical when the other person tends to become overwhelmed or shut down under criticism. because having a clear path forward prevents the conversation from ending in helplessness when not to use it. For purely positive feedback, the solution navigation is not needed. Recognition does not require a plan for change. A quick example in practice. After delivering specific feedback about missed deadlines, you ask, what do you think would help you manage the timeline differently on the next project? You have also prepared. One thought I had was a weekly check-in so we can catch problems earlier. Would that be useful? You offer the idea, not the mandate. Eamon's take. The end step is where feedback becomes development. Without it, you have delivered a complaint. With it, you have started a conversation about growth. Those are very different things. Step 6. G. Gain commitment to action. Name and plain language summary. The final step is ensuring the conversation ends with a specific agreed commitment to change, not a general sense of understanding. A concrete next step both parties can point to what it is designed for. This step closes the loop that most feedback conversations leave open. Without a clear commitment, the conversation may have felt productive, but produced nothing. The G step transforms good dialogue into real accountability. How it works. Number 1. Ask directly for a commitment before the conversation ends. Do not assume that because someone understood your feedback, they will act on it. Ask, what will you do differently, and by when? The specificity of the commitment matters as much as the commitment itself. Number 2. Make the commitment mutual where appropriate. If you offered to provide support, say it clearly. I will check in with you each Monday to see how the new approach is working. Does that work for you? This shows the commitment is a partnership, not a verdict. Number 3. Confirm understanding before you close. Ask the other person to reflect back what they have committed to, not as a test, as a check. Misunderstandings happen, and a 30-second confirmation now prevents a month of frustration later. When to use it. Every corrective feedback conversation needs a clear commitment at the close. The higher the stakes, the more specific the commitment needs to be. When not to use it. For informal positive feedback or brief recognition, asking for a commitment would feel bizarre and formal. Save the G step for conversations where a behavior change is the goal. A quick example in practice. You close a feedback conversation by saying, so, to make sure we are on the same page, you're going to build a 10-minute queue and a slot into every leadership presentation from this point forward, and I will review your next presentation deck before you deliver it. Does that capture what we agreed? The other person confirms. The conversation ends with clarity, not ambiguity. Eamon's take. I've sat in too many feedback conversations that ended with both people nodding and nothing changing. The G step is what separates a conversation that felt productive from one that actually was. Do not skip it. How to choose the right preparation step to emphasize. Knowing the full strong method is the foundation. Knowing which step to spend the most preparation time on is the next level. Situation step to emphasize. You feel anxious or emotionally flooded before the conversation T. Take a breath. Your feedback has been vague or dismissed before O. Offer specific examples. The other person is likely to be defensive or emotional R. Respect all perspectives. Previous feedback conversations have ended without change G. Gain commitment to action. The relationship is strained and trust is low S. State your intention. The person tends to feel helpless or overwhelmed by criticism N. Navigate to solutions. You are unsure whether you are ready to have this conversation O. Offer specific examples. You will often find that 2 or 3 steps need extra attention before a single conversation. That is normal. Work through all 6, then return to the ones that feel weakest in your preparation. When both S and G feel solid, the conversation has a clear beginning and a clear end, and everything in between has a structure to hold it. When in doubt, start with O. If your specific example is not ready, nothing else you prepare will save the conversation. When in doubt, start with the clearest, most specific thing you can say. Common mistakes when using the strong method for feedback preparation. A preparation method only works when you use it with real discipline, not as a box to check before you walk through the door, treating the method as a script rather than a preparation ritual. The strong method is not something you recite to the other person. It is what you do before the conversation. If you find yourself mentally running through the acronym while the other person is speaking, you have misunderstood the tool. Skipping the O step because you think your example is obvious. Vague feedback feels obvious to the person giving it, and baffling to the person receiving it. Write the specific example down. Saying it out loud before you go in is not optional. Completing the preparation once and assuming you are ready. If significant time passes between your preparation and the actual conversation, your anxiety may have shifted, the situation may have evolved, or your intention may have drifted. Revisit the key steps on the morning of the conversation, stopping at N without reaching G. Many people prepare their feedback and their solution ideas, then feel so relieved when the conversation goes reasonably well that they forget to close with a commitment. The conversation ends with warmth, but no agreement. A week later, nothing has changed. Using the method as AMA instead of preparation. If you approach the method as a way to win the conversation rather than a way to have a genuinely useful one, the R step, respect all perspectives, becomes meaningless. Preparation without genuine openness is just rehearsed aggression. A method used with discipline is a genuine advantage. A method used as a shield is just another way to avoid real connection. How to start using the strong method today? Do not try to apply all six steps perfectly the first time you use them. Build fluency gradually, and the method will become second nature. Number 1. Start with your next feedback conversation, however small. Choose a feedback conversation you have been putting off. Work through all six steps in writing before you have it. Do not skip the writing. The act of writing forces clarity that thinking alone does not produce. For guidance on how to give constructive feedback without causing tension, pair the preparation with this method. Number 2. Run a conversation pre-mortem after each attempt. Once the conversation is over, ask yourself, which step held up under pressure and which collapsed? Be honest. The step that collapsed is the one to focus your preparation on next time. This practice is what builds real competence over time. Number 3. Combine the strong method with the tools for the conversation itself. The method prepares you to enter the room. Once you're in it, you still need tools for delivery and for receiving the other person's reaction. How to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback gives you the opening move once the preparation is done. The full framework for how leaders can embed this preparation into every conversation is covered in How Leaders Can Use the Strong Method to Build Synergy Through Every Conversation. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The Strong Method is a pre-conversation preparation ritual, not a script. You use it before the feedback conversation, not during it. Each of the six steps addresses a specific failure point and clear intent, anxiety, defensiveness, vague examples, no path forward, and no commitment to change. The O step, offer specific examples, is the one most people skip and the one that most determines whether feedback produces change or resentment. Preparation is not the same as rehearsal. You are not memorizing lines. You are building the structure that holds you steady when the pressure hits. The G step, gain commitment to action, is what separates a conversation that felt productive from one that actually changed something. Run a post-conversation reflection after each attempt. The step that collapsed under pressure is your next practice target. For the broader picture of how preparation builds team performance, read How the Strong Method Prepares Individual Team Members for Synergy-Critical Conversations. For the meeting context where feedback conversations often live, the role of communication in meeting success is worth your time. You can find the complete Strong Method, alongside every script and framework I have developed over 6 decades of practice, and Say It Right Every Time. The courage to have the hard conversation is built in the preparation, not in the moment. Walk in ready, and the strong method makes sure you are. Frequently asked questions. What is the strong method for feedback conversations? The strong method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual from Say It Right Every Time. It stands for state your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. It prepares you to deliver feedback clearly and confidently before you enter the room. How do you use the strong method before giving feedback? Work through each of the 6 steps before the conversation begins. Write down your intention, choose a specific behavioral example, plan how you will invite solutions, and decide what commitment you will ask for. The method is a preparation ritual, not a script you read aloud during the conversation itself. When should I use the strong method for a feedback conversation? Use it before any feedback conversation where the stakes are high, a performance issue, a repeated behavior problem, or relationship under strain. It is especially valuable when you feel anxious or unsure how to start, because it gives you a clear structure before you walk into the room. What does each letter in the Strong Method stand for? S is state your intention. T is take a breath. R is respect all perspectives. O is offer specific examples. N is navigate to solutions. G is gain commitment to action. Each step addresses a specific failure point that derails feedback conversations when people go in unprepared. Can the Strong Method help with receiving feedback as well as giving it? The method is designed primarily for the person delivering feedback. However, the R step, respect all perspectives, builds the mindset you need to receive a defensive reaction well. For receiving feedback specifically, the GROW method is a stronger dedicated tool for turning feedback into a development plan. How is the Strong method different from the SBI method? The SBI method structures what you say during the feedback conversation, situation, behavior, and impact. The Strong method prepares you before the conversation begins. The two work well together. You strong to prepare, then use SBI to deliver the feedback itself with clarity and precision. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.